101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 7:45. 32 degrees in West Bend, and she is still recovering, but is joining us on the phone this morning. Our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library.
It appears recovering from something different than I was recovering from last week.
You misscheduled this, because now you're going to have to come up with something completely different so you can stay home and watch, you know, the NCAA basketball tournament.
Right, you know, if only.
So.
I wish my immune system would get its act together.
Well, you know.
Figure it out, buddy.
Exactly. So, well, glad you're feeling a little bit better. Book madness fully underway, right?
Absolutely is. We've got round two going on. I looked at the vote tallies. I was in a little bit yesterday and was able to see some of the results. So you definitely stop by later today through the end of the week to vote in the second round of Book Madness, which is always a good time.
All right. Your super awesome library team's going to get together tomorrow, are they?
They sure are. So at 4:30, if you are a teenager or you have a teenager who needs maybe some service hours or needs to get out of the house a little bit, you just want to show them around how to help out the community, learn some volunteer giving back sorts of skills, stop by the library tomorrow evening at 4:30. We basically discuss how to make the library a better place. We meet once a month, and they tell me what to do and how to do my job better, which I really appreciate. So we usually have games and snacks and sometimes a craft. Sometimes there's an adventure into the basement. All kinds of fun things happen at the super awesome library teens meeting.
The soon-to-be-renovated basement.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited. That's part of what we talk about.
Okay. All right. And then tomorrow evening at 6:30, it's magic.
It is magic. Magician Daryl Rogers is going to be in town, courtesy of the Kiwanis Early Risers. They sponsor a family night once a month. And this month happens to be a very fun, family-friendly, totally free magic show for the whole family. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Daryl Rogers perform tomorrow, thanks to the Kiwanis.
All right. Sounds good. Then it is Classic Movie Friday on Friday, and I believe this film is about ballet slippers, correct?
It is. It's The Red Shoes. So Friday at 1 p.m., it's a the main character is a prima ballerina, and she's got this kind of fanatical teacher who's trying to make her even better and really push the envelope and push the boundaries of what she can do. And it's kind of a drama. It's very interesting. So the great thing about Classic Movie Friday is you can bring all your friends, bring your own snacks if you want, and just meet us in the BI room on the first floor.
I don't believe I've seen The Red Shoes.
Really? Oh, I had to watch it in film school.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
Which is, I think, for the most part, that's the tip of the hat. It means it's good if you make people watch it in class about how to make movies, you know?
Either real good or real bad, because I'm sure there are film classes where you have to watch Plan 9 from Outer Space also.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. I also have Plan 9 on DVD.
So do I.
It's so bad. It's so good.
But I found a video biography of Vampyra.
Oh, really?
It was very interesting, by the way, yeah.
I believe it.
Myla Nurmi was a very interesting person. Did you know she dated?
Yeah.
She dated James Dean.
They were
buddies. She and James Dean. So that's kind of a fandom thing, maybe. But it's also Fandom Friday this week too, right?
It sure is. So Friday, March 13th at 4:30 p.m. Come in costume for a K-pop dance party. K-pop is a Korean pop music, and this is a whole sensation that's been sweeping the United States the last couple of years to the point where a group called BTS is kind of the almost the Korean Beatles.
but they
train these kids up. They pick them up at a really young age and train them in putting on a show. So it's really entertaining. The music is well done. It's catchy. It's definitely a good time, and you can dance to it. So Friday at 4:30, we will have some light refreshments provided, and the lights going in the story room and that kind of thing. I will have my music video playlist going. And if you have any videos you would like to see included, any favorite K-pop videos, send them in to me. Email me at hkane@westbendlibrary.org, and I will get them on the playlist for you.
All right. Sounds good. That's a BTS. I think it's a boy band, right? And there's like seven or eight of them?
Yeah, there's a bunch. And like some are known for their dance skills. Some are really good singers. Some are better rappers. It's kind of an interesting fusion entertainment art form, and I really enjoy it. Actually, it's really fun.
Okay, all right. Lego Club getting together on Saturday. Although Lego Club is kind of it's more informal than that, isn't it?
It's not like there's a membership you have to sign up for or anything like that. You basically just drop by the library anytime between 10 and noon. And build whatever you want. All ages, genders, and experience levels are welcome. And then you use our Legos, then they get put on display at the library for for everybody to admire until our next Lego Club outing. So I'm also sanitizing those today, so that'll be fun.
There you go. That's a good plan. What do you wash them in a mesh bag or something, right? Isn't that the...
Yeah, put them in a mesh bag, and we usually use just since it's milder around here, usually hydrogen peroxide or even just vinegar and warm water.
Okay.
And soap it up.
Get them all cleaned up. So, next week you're down to the Sweet 16 already for Book Madness, huh?
Yeah, we can move a little bit faster than March Madness does.
But
they have more than one game a week, which
is that. So
they catch up to me eventually.
Yeah. You got a couple of clubs, groups that meet on a pretty regular basis, and Needles in the Book Stacks is one of those.
It sure is. So every Monday night from 6 to 8 p.m. or Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 3. You can come to both, but we just have free time and space for folks to come and work on their fiber craft. So if you're a knitter, a crocheter, you like to quilt and you need some time to cut out squares, you just want to socialize, you need to get out of the house, or if you're like me and your cat works on all your projects for you but they're counterproductive, then you want to get out of the house and work on your craft in someplace else.
Right.
The library does have, we've got coffee and tea and apple cider and hot chocolate for sale upstairs, so you can get a nice warm beverage and work on a project with some friends. It's really nice.
Ah, there you go. And then we have another book club that meets next Tuesday, which is St. Patrick's Day.
We sure do, and I'm very excited about this one. This is one of my favorite groups that meets every month, and it's the preteen book club called The Page is Loading, which is named by they're in high school now, but a bunch of kids who were in Mrs. Drover's class over at Silverbrook and back in the day. This was a couple of years ago. But it's a bring-your-own book club. This is something that the kids had reached out to me and they wanted to do. They wanted to just meet up and talk about books, so not assign a book where they all have to read the same one. They didn't want it to feel like homework, so it's really just whatever you're reading lately. You stop on by, you hang out with other kids who like to read books, and sometimes we have snacks. It's really nice. That's next Tuesday at 4:30.
All right. Sounds good. And if people want to drop by the West Bend Public Library, typical hours of operation are?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And, of course, as always, if you have any questions about really anything, but especially about programs or books or taxes, really anything, give the library a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We're on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and SoundCloud and Spotify, all kinds of things. And let's see, new podcast episode goes up on Sunday. So if you need more of my voice, I'm hoping to record today while I sound okay.
Ah, there you go. Sounds like a plan. So I am, I watched Zombieland Double Tap over the weekend.
How was it? I liked the first one.
I liked it more than I thought I was going to, because I thought it didn't seem like it stayed around and got the attention that the first one got when it became such a cult film.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. The same four leads are back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good story. And like I said, I enjoyed it. If you're watching it, you have to watch into the credits, because otherwise you'll miss the Bill Murray bit.
Oh, good. Good to know.
You don't want to, now for me, if I'm watching a DVD, I will fast forward through the credits just to see if there's anything in there that I might miss. You know what I mean? I don't need to watch all of it, because I really don't care who the, assistant best boy is, but sometimes, like as it, like this one, they'll slip things in there, or little teaser about what's coming up and so on and so forth. So I watched that last weekend, and now I'm watching the second season of Titans.
Oh, how is that?
Boy, you wouldn't think teenage superheroes had such potty mouths. I'm just
maybe you wouldn't.
Okay.
Work with teenagers and
after years of comic book reading, where gosh golly gee Batman, to hear Dick Grayson drop the F bomb a number of times is a little different.
Oh, that Mr. Grayson, he's a troublemaker.
So, but again, for mature audiences, and this is from the DC Universe subscriber service. It is quite a little dark and bloody and like I said, language, young people. Anyway, so. All right.
So I have season two of Big Little Lies, so I'm working on that at the moment.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
Based on the book of the same name. Season one was really great, and I was like, well, what are they even going to do with season two? And then what they did was cast Meryl Streep, so that's a great way to get my attention.
See, there you go. So, all right. Well, hey, feel better, and we shall chat next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks.
Everybody wash your hands.
At least twice. All right. Thanks, Hannah.